The Trump administration plans to impose a 25% tariff on a range of goods from the European Union. That after the World Trade Organization determined the EU was unfairly subsidizing its aircraft industry. Those new goods subject to the tariff include wine, whiskey, and cheese. For some in the local cheese industry, WBUR's Adrian Ma explains the tariffs are, pardon the pun, a major wedge issue.
When you walk in the front door at Formaggio Kitchen, it's like the Trump administration's tariff list come to life. Inside, you're surrounded by European wines, bins full of olives, and wheels upon wheels of cheese from Italy, the UK, France.
These just came in. These are the Contes I was telling you.
Isan Gerdal is co-owner of the Cambridge store. He says good cheese is already kind of pricey. And there's a limit to what most people will pay for what is basically a hunk of mummified milk.
My staff is asking me to write letters to our overseas producers saying, like, you know, can you give us a break? But they're getting hurt at the same time.
The Trump administration says the tariffs will go into effect in 2 weeks. Gerdal says it couldn't happen at a worse time.
This is our bread and butter season. It's one-third of our sales.
Between holiday get-togethers and gift baskets, we're coming up on prime time for cheesemongers.
I think it's going to have a huge impact, particularly on the smaller accounts that we deal with, the mom-and-pop shops.
Stephanie Ciano is head of imports for a company called World's Best Cheese in Somerville. She says they import about $35 million worth of cheese annually. And for most European cheeses, there isn't a good U.S. substitute. Like, ever compare an Italian Parmesan to an American one?
They're absolutely two different animals. It's like a, a Kia and a Ferrari.
It's important to point out here that these tariffs have actually been okayed by the World Trade Organization. On Wednesday, the international trade body said the U.S. can levy $7.5 billion worth of tariffs. That's because they say the EU has been illegally subsidizing the European aircraft manufacturer Airbus to the detriment of American companies like Boeing. But Harvard econ professor Mark Mellett says just because the Trump administration can impose tariffs doesn't mean it should.
Because it's going to lead to this retaliation, and we're going with both substantially higher tariffs on EU goods coming into the U.S. and for U.S. goods going into Europe.
Justified or not, he says the new tariffs could corrode an already tense trade relationship. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.